Welcome to our podcast, C Squared. I'm Charity.
I'm Crystal.
Today, we'll be reviewing and recommending some books, authors, and movies in hopes that you check them out. First, Crystal is going to tell you about an author that she just loves.
Okay, so one of my all-time favorite authors is Mary B. Morrison. She has written about 23 books. I think I have probably read about 18 of them. Pretty much love everything she's ever wrote. I like her books because of the strong female character that she typically has in just about all of her books. I think only one has like a male character as being like the leading guy. But I like that she likes to make the female characters the lead character. She always has them in like a really powerful, high-paying, successful job. They always have these great, lavish careers, lifestyles. I like that in her book, she's not afraid to let a woman explore herself sexually. Her books go there. They leave absolutely nothing to the imagination. It's just beautiful.
What's your favorite book?
Favorite book is Darius Jones, and it's the one with the male. It's the one with the male.
Male lead. Okay.
He's a basketball player. He has like this crazy life. He has this stalker ex-girlfriend who just won't let go. She's trying to kill his wife. He tries to kidnap their child.
Oh,
it's just a bunch of stuff going on. I think that book actually stems from like a previous book when he was with the crazy stalker girl.
That sounds really good.
It is. It's awesome. If you can, you should definitely check it out. What about you? What do you have?
Okay, so I'm going to be recommending a movie for y'all to watch. Maybe two. Okay, so the first one is called Get Out.
Okay.
And it's a horror movie, but it's not like blood and guts and gore. It's more psychological, and I think that's the best part about it. I think Get Out is one of the best movies that came out this year, and probably best movies that came out in a long, long time. It's about a black guy who has a white girlfriend, and she takes him to meet the family for the first time.
Gotcha.
And it does not go great. Right. It goes quite horrible. But I think Get Out was just really good because it makes a political statement, and I think a lot of movies don't make political statements anymore, especially the horror films. So it just makes, you know, it talks about racism, but it doesn't, you know, push the issue in your face. It does it very quietly, and I think that it just does it in a way that's just like, you know, not over the top. I think there's just one great scene in the movie where the girl, she's eating cereal, but she's separating the colored pieces from the white milk, and I just think that's just so great. It's just so brilliant.
What about...
I think that this movie can be enjoyed by everybody.
Yeah. See, I've only seen it once, and some of those scenes definitely went over my head, like the cereal scene. I didn't even pay attention to it that first time, so I would probably have to go back and watch it. I initially wanted to see the movie because I recognized the main female character from Girls.
Okay.
And I was interested in seeing her in a different type of role, although once I saw the movie, she wasn't really in a different type of role.
See, I haven't seen Girls.
Girls is great. It's like a coming-of-age story of four or five female friends. But, yeah, so I was really interested in seeing her in a different light, and I kind of didn't. So, I don't know. What else?
The other movie that I really liked was called Alien Covenant. If you're a fan of like sci-fi, it's got spaceships, killer aliens, everything that you want in a sci-fi movie.
When did that come out?
It came out in May.
Okay, who's in it?
May. I'm not really sure of the characters. I haven't recognized them before.
Any, like A-list celebrities?
Not really A-list celebrities. But it stems from a previous sci-fi movie called Prometheus, if you've ever seen that movie. It's also sci-fi.
Who was in that one? Do you remember?
Prometheus. I remember Idris Elba was in Prometheus. Okay. So I remember his face. Yeah, I definitely remember his face. But no, those are two movies that you should definitely check out. They're really good. They're both are going to, you know, one's going to scare you, the other's going to have you thinking like, oh my God. But they're both very, very good. And your book, the author, Mary B. Morrison, I think people should definitely read some of her books.
Definitely. Yeah. You won't be disappointed. Definitely. Good stuff.
Alrighty. Thank you.